Well, during the settlement conference on November 9th, about 2.5 weeks before my before the city council voted on this lawsuit, the president of the city council, Barbara Johnson, was there. Assistant Chief Sharon Lubinsky was there, and I thought for sure as part of this settlement that they were going to ask me to resign, and I was going to fight that tooth and nail. I was even considering risking losing this lawsuit so I wouldn't lose my job. Instead, they did the opposite. They said that I've done a lot of good police work. Sharon Lubinsky said a lot of nice things about me to the judge, and it meant a lot to me because you start to doubt yourself after hearing all these horrible things about you. I was affected by these negative things that I heard constantly by people that never met me or don't even know me, never worked with me, that are just jumping on some perceived bandwagon. And it reaffirms the belief that I always had, that I could do the job effectively, that I worked hard, that I was out there for a greater purpose. As far as what else I could hear that would help me feel better about this whole thing, I think it's what I would not hear that would make me feel better about it, which is I wish people would just stop trying to drag up these old rumors that have already been dispelled, because there's no proof to it, there's no evidence. It's ridiculous. There were lies made up by small-minded people. And then other people ran with those rumors. Unfortunately, these small-minded individuals also had credibility, so people took them at their word. They believed whatever lies that were created to politic against me and to justify Officer Storley's actions. But for as long as I stay on this police department, long after I leave and many generations to come, they'll always tell those lies. They'll always keep spreading those rumors. Just 2 days ago, a law enforcement student told me that a firearms instructor on the SWAT team has been bitching and complaining, has been swearing and yelling about me and how I made the police department look bad and how they offered me $9 million to quit and I wouldn't take it, and that I've made life hard for other cops on the police department because of the policy changes, and that I hurt his friend being Officer Storley, and whatever other things that they've tried to blame me for. I don't agree. I don't accept it, because the policy changes that this department has made has only improved the police department insofar as how it's affected other people. I don't see where they can even claim that they're a victim in this. Most of them, I don't know how they're even vested, because they weren't named in the lawsuit and they were not negatively affected by the policy changes. I think the only person that might think that he has the right to bear ill will or hold a grudge against me is Officer Storley, because he was the only individual named in the lawsuit. All these other people, they were not named in the lawsuit. The city was sued. To answer your question, it's not what I could hear. It's what I wouldn't hear that would make the difference.